This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Place to Be Nation. We are channeling Tony Schiavone as we are oh so live for another edition of the Place to Be Nation Live Watch Party. I am your party host, Steve Willey. Why don't you come on in and kick off your snow boots so you won't get mud on the floor, you dirty heathens. Let's settle in for another adventure of mirth and merriment. My guests today, the same as they've been, because we are a tight-knit group here at Place to Be Nation. First off, it is probably only about 30 degrees by him, but he's still wearing his flag tights, his fanny pack, and draped in a USA towel. It's Jordan Duncan. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm chugging Mountain Dew the American way.
Ah, God bless you.
That's right.
Are you going straight regular?
Oh, yeah, man. I actually have a cousin who last time he visited a few years ago, we went out to a restaurant, and he ordered a Mountain Dew. And then you know how at restaurants they have the big sugar things for coffee drinkers?
Mm-hmm.
He poured sugar in his Mountain Dew. And I'm like, what is...
Wow.
I know, that's some bold life choices that I'm not ready to take just yet.
No, and Mountain Dew, at least as a couple of years ago, was the number one antidepressant in West Virginia.
Well, he's
true,
from,
that is a true
he's from
fact.
Virginia, so maybe he picked it up from some people who lived real close to him or something.
Yeah, that is an absolutely true fact, by the way. That is no lie.
The funny thing is, usually I find myself drinking Mountain Dew the most when I'm the most depressed. So.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to help. It just makes me wide awake and aware of what I'm sad about. But I'm not sad today.
Well, that is good.
Thanks.
And our other guest, the human antidepressant. You cannot be sad around this man. He is Glenn Butler. Glenn, how are you doing?
I am all right. You know, it's good to hear that you can't be sad around me because I'm always crying the tears of the clown.
Oh.
You know what I love about Glenn is he always gives us the intro song for these podcasts right away. Or the outro.
Well, now I want to live watch a bunch of Bozo highlights.
I was thinking Smokey Robinson concerts.
Oh.
Which would be kind of tough for us to live watch with it all muted. What's he singing now, Steve? Steve, what's he singing now?
Is the Benny song, Hill theme? Is the song really good, Steve? Is he really good at singing?
We will not be watching Smokey Robinson today. We are continuing our deep dive into DDT Pro Wrestling. If you had a long week and you just want to unwind, you can kick back with your 2 liter of Mountain Dew, maybe order yourself a nice pizza and strap it down, because today, instead of going to the campsite, like I said, it's chilly. We need to stay indoors, and we are going to look at the Apartment Complex Pro Wrestling from August 24th, 2011. Again, thank you to Senor Larietto, probably the best Twitter account for wrestling on the web. You can actually vote for him right now for the Sheedy Awards, which is somewhere deep in wrestling Twitter. But that is what we're going to take a look at today. Again, as the last 2 weeks, we are going in completely blind to this.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what we are about to see. That could be great. That could be very dangerous.
Well, we have no idea who almost any of the people are.
I will say, I watched about 2 minutes after our last viewing, so I'm well versed in the first 2 minutes of what we're about to see. And let's just say there's high spots right off the bat.
That is good. I mean, that is the kind of legwork that Scott Criscola would be proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there will be working of body parts right from the get-go.
This is worrisome. So our competitors in this matchup, taped on August 24th, 2011, our dear friend Kota Ibushi, and by dear friend I mean hateful, awful person.
Public enemy number one.
I believe Baten Tamagawa, who is our also dear friend Lex,
yep,
with the Mullet in USA tights. Then it gets a little dicey. Shigehiro Irie, Tanamusaku Toba, Ken Oka, Michael Nakasawa, Tsuyoshi Kikuchi, Brahman Kei, and Brahman Shu.
God bless you.
Thank you. Now we will going to get to...
It's a lot of guys this... in this apartment.
Yes. It is some sort of frat house setup. Mm-hmm. Now we are... Are we all set up on the...
Yep,
zero mark, the twins back from the first show of the campsite.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
All right, then we will count in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we have the twins again. One of them in a shirt with the Tide logo featuring the word fat. so that's exciting.
Yeah, and an interesting choice of glasses as well.
Mm.
Should we name the twins, guys?
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. What are they other than the Wonder Twins here?
Yeah, that's true.
Are they Wonder?
Oh, of course, and... we have the hateful Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
They are the worst ring announcers ever.
He's the IWGP something. Looks like the twins are really telling him off.
Like very socially awkward young men.
I'm worried that Ibushi's going to bully them.
Yeah, just shove a rocket in their eyeglasses or something. I always wonder when we watch these, just, you know, with the campground, there had to be some people who just legitimately went camping that day. Like, what if you were just checking out apartments today and said, hey, how about this one? And you just walked up and saw a man wearing almost nothing like Kota Ibushi. Oh, and here comes a doctor of some kind.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is the Surgeon General of Japan.
All right, Surgeon General's making a house call, or yeah. Apartment call, excuse me.
Yeah. One twin appeared. Did he offer him a piece of gum? I don't know what that was.
It looks like one of them reached out to touch Kota Ibushi and was not accepted.
Yep, and we are headed down the hallways, Goldberg style. Kota's appears to be choosing the apartment in which his opponent will be. I think this is sort of like a mystery opponent. You know, behind door number one is so-and-so, behind door number two.
Ah.
The doors seem to be pretty small, or Kota Ibushi is gigantic. He's taller than
the door
frame.
It almost seems like a Red Roof Inn type deal.
Yeah,
this apartment,
yeah.
Like,
he forced one of the twins to put the key in and unlock the apartment for him.
Number 103.
Cautiously heading in now.
Yep.
You don't know what you're gonna find. We're gonna find boxes.
Yep. Quite a few boxes.
Yeah, this apartment's a mess.
Yeah. Maybe it's
either that or
the repo man's apartment, perhaps.
Yeah, either that or someone's just moving in.
Yeah, could be.
It's like, or moving out.
It's like some sort of cyst on Kota Ibushi's arm. I'm worried about, maybe that's why the doctor's there.
And oh my!
It is Lex!
And he is having some Lex time.
He's doing the Lexplex. He's doing the Lex Express.
He has the Lex Express. Kota Ibushi is not pleased.
He is the narcissist.
Yes.
Only he can please himself. And his shirt still looks dirty. Like, I mean, yes, it's not caked in mud, but just looks like a faded white gross shirt.
Yeah, it looks like maybe he washed all the gear at once and the red kind of bled into the white shirt.
Slowly moves his television out of the way, which is nice.
I don't know why they're...
What's he taunting him with there? No, Lex.
No, Lex, don't do it. What is happening?
Kota Ibushi is not impressed.
Yeah. Kota Ibushi's giving a Jimmy Fallon face at this point, desperately trying not to laugh.
Of course, we have members of the Japanese press here to capture the proceedings.
Kota rightfully guarding his crotch. Oh, and the match has begun. Wow.
And right through the door.
Big door spot.
Oh, goodness. I'm a little bit behind here. I'm trying to catch up to you, folk.
Oh, okay.
Referee helpfully moves the door off, and then Lex is...
And we've got a low blow.
All right. Is this the working the body part you were talking about?
I was talking about him working himself.
And now he's doing... He's strutting and cutting.
Yep. And then sort of a Steve Austin elbow. And he's gold dusting a little bit. What is happening? So do you think this guy's character is that he just loves American wrestling?
Whoa, and wait a second. Has he been pinned already?
He kicked out at one, it seems. And... Oh, no!
Wow.
Steve, you're a couple seconds ahead of us.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
First pinfall in 55 seconds. Is this it? Are we done with the podcast?
I think so.
And he stole something from his opponent's decaying body. No,
like
Lex!
Your talisman. Is anyone else worried about that cyst on his arm?
Someday at Christmas, the new album from platinum-selling teenage vocal sensation Jackie Evanson, a collection of Jackie's favorite holiday songs, with special guests including Placido Domingo and Il Volo.
I'm disappointed by Lex showing there. Maybe being distracted
now.
By his goings-on underneath his tights.
Yeah, maybe number 105.
The pole of his flag. Because he survived a vat of boiling water.
Yeah, the endurance is not on display today.
Yeah, I'm still unsettled. We watched two matches, and I think I'm a little behind here. I think I froze for a second. What is...
Okay. A green man is being abused.
What apartments are these?
He's in some sort of toad dragon with he's got a ball gag and...
Oh, you know what? I know this. This is the match that Chad Campbell... fell in love with wrestling.
Having a ball gag in their mouth is really going to hurt your endurance.
Yeah.
You're going to get blown up really quick.
Yeah, like, imagine if Ibushi hit him with a curb stomp like this.
So there's some double team action going on here.
So it's essentially, I mean, this is sort of Royal Rumble stylish, whereas Kota Ibushi was number one. So I have to assume if Kota loses, the frog gimp moves on to the next apartment.
Yeah, it's some sort of terrible gauntlet match.
Each one more sexually deviant than the next.
Counting Kota Ibushi's shoulders against the couch does not work.
Snap Mare didn't pin Kota Ibushi. That's surprising.
Oh!
He's got him up. No. Oh, and a big kick. And a big whip.
Oh.
And now he's fighting the Dominatrix as well.
Yeah, the Dominatrix turned on Kota.
Yeah.
Now he has the whip.
Yeah. He's taking apart the apartment.
Anytime. Kota Ibushi's a monster. I'm telling you guys. I used to really root for this guy. Now I just think he needs to be put in jail.
Do you think these people knew that Kota Ibushi... Oh, obviously they didn't know that Kota Ibushi was coming to fight them. They were involved in their personal activities at the time. So did Kota Ibushi show up at this apartment building and decide, you know, I'm such a hateful person, I'm going to fight everyone in this building?
Yeah, and luckily for these people, so far, two trained professional wrestlers live there.
Oh my gosh, what is this figure... What is this Dominatrix doing? Kota has Frog Gimp in the figure four. She's whipping him, and now she's pouring
hot oil.
Hot candle wax.
I mean, thankfully, he's got...
Well, now the referee is whipping him. This is the same referee from the campsite, correct?
Yeah, at least the same shirt.
Wait. The referee is still in cahoots with Kota.
Wow.
Doctor's here to check on him. And this match is over.
Wow.
minute and 58 seconds in. Oh, Coda, after the bell, what a jerk. Continues to whip on him. So,
well, the doctor is trying to resuscitate him.
Frog Gimp lost due to combination of figure four, multiple whippings, hot candle wax, and suffocation by ball gag.
Did you guys catch that? After the pinfall, the doctor started whipping him with his stethoscope.
And Coda takes another trinket. Or is that the same one he came in with?
I think it's a different one.
I think that's the key to the next apartment.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so it's almost like, you know, he's got to find the correct key.
This isn't just a terrible gauntlet. It's the worst key party ever.
So figure four, hot wax, ball gag, whipping. How many of those will be falls in the Sasha Banks Charlotte Iron Woman match at Roadblock?
Well, I'm waiting for it to be the next Dolph Ziggler Miz match. Because they're running out of ideas for those guys.
So we've moved up to the second floor.
Guys, we're only heading into the third part of the terrible gauntlet, and I'm afraid.
Oh, there's some mail in the slot there. They might not even be home.
He might just ransack the place.
Knowing Kota Ibushi, he may set it on fire.
Oh, he didn't quite get the key right the first time.
He's going to probably open the person's mail.
Yeah, that's... I know in America that's a federal offense. I don't know about Japanese law too much.
Oh, he opened it and saw something he didn't want to see.
Yep.
There was a flash of someone smoking.
Yeah, he draws the line at cigarette smoking.
Yeah, that's bad for the kids.
Yeah. The Frog Gimp is not, though.
Okay, he has to go in. He has to fulfill the terrible gauntlet.
Yeah, that,
all
cyst,
right.
That cyst is quite noticeable now. Is this... I still can't tell if it's a man or a woman. Oh, it's a man. It's definitely a man.
The man is... very oh, and there are lots of graphic pictures on the wall.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for his boxing gloves?
Kota Ibushi is disturbed.
Disturbed and distracted. He doesn't quite want to go in.
Bat Wonder Twin number one is titillated. And I only say he's fat because that's the shirt he's wearing.
Right, he's certainly not.
Right, precisely. But Boxer Man here is tentative to start. And then Ibushi just kind of falls through the door. These doors aren't doing well today.
Yeah.
I was surprised that it felt like Kota Ibushi was trying to intervene with the boxer, Soto Popinski, I believe his name is.
He had someone else in the closet.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! That was not expected. I just want to say that Jordan Duncan made us watch this.
is this like a handicap match now?
I think so.
I guess.
It says one on one.
Well, okay, but like, I'm a little flustered, guys.
Yeah.
I want to know a little more about this dude who was in the closet. Like,
I'm not a big MMA guy, so I think the boxer is Conor McGregor.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought it was Soda Popinski, but I was, oh, there's a solid left-handed. Coda might be done. No, it kicked out. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Got a near fall on Dear Coda. But I don't know. It's like, was he being held there against his will, or was that just another weird sex thing?
It was. I mean, Kota Ibushi was very concerned, and it seemed like he was trying to talk to Conor McGregor about his problem. Maybe it's the way that the pictures are haphazardly hung on the wall.
They are really hitting each other pretty good here, too.
Yeah, they are.
And that might do it.
Yeah, another pinfall in 1 minute and 3 seconds.
Yeah, it took him out. He's glassy-eyed.
Oh, maybe it's Glass Joe.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. Doctor's checking on Ibushi. I think Coda took a few pops in the head.
Yeah, Doctor should check on the guy who was just being held captive.
Well, why did they just leave the GIMP?
Oh, I mean, that's why.
Oh, he's got the key.
He's the key master.
Oh. He's the key master. Okay, so is Coda Ibushi Zool? He might be.
Thank you for freeing me, Coda Ibushi, but the princess is in another apartment.
Yeah, this is a mystery. Coda has helped him, and the man who was tied up is walking out with Ibushi.
Proudly.
Displayed. Oh, we're going up to the third floor, baby.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Moving on up. Coda's really selling that jaw, and I don't even know if it's selling so much as it's legitimate pain. He was being punched in the face.
Now, will Coda, and what should we call this man who was in the closet?
I like the Keymaster.
Yeah, the Keymaster? All right.
We call him Rick Morales.
Because they are now walking together.
Yeah.
The man who was trapped in the closet.
R. Kelly? We call him R. Kelly.
Yeah, wasn't that R. Kelly?
There we go. They are.
What in the world is Kota Ibushi going to find this time on his hateful quest?
I would just like to find, like, a nice elderly couple watching Jeopardy. Like, it seems like
Coda,
that should...
Kota would give Kota... him high kicks, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
this
okay.
Seems...
a man meditating.
Yeah, this is just a guy in a room.
Wearing the key around his neck.
Got a cooler in the back.
Yeah.
Maybe got some Bruce. He's trying to talk him down.
I don't think he's a natural blonde.
Is he a Hollywood blonde?
He could be. Some serious talks going on.
He's really trying to get Kota Ibushi to reconsider his hateful path in life.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Twins are not.
You know, maybe there's some thematic elements to this. Maybe this whole match is Kota Ibushi facing his own demons, per se.
Ooh.
His own demons, such as S&M?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, Coda's really wounded, and I think R. Kelly's going to step in on his behalf for saving him.
Oh, I didn't realize R. Kelly joined the Caravan of Courage here.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I do think it's interesting that we've seen Kota Ibushi in 2-hour-long campground matches, but... 3 2-minute apartment matches really does him in.
Yep.
That domination.
Well, he did get rocked by Glass Joe.
Yeah, I was thinking the dominatrix whip might have
really. Maybe the emotional trauma.
Yeah, or that cyst you were talking about on his arm.
Yeah. Oh, we are on. I like how they say which room they're in. On,
yeah, 302.
It's Snapmare City.
Yeah, one thing they probably didn't think out too much is these apartments are not very big.
Why is there a bucket of water there?
And like a pool toy.
Is this some sort of meditation ceremony? Because he seemed like he was just meditating.
Yeah, maybe. Now he's
hitting him with water balloons.
He's all wet.
We're talking about Lex from the opening scene?
Kick, wham, trying to send him into the drink. We're on the third floor, guys. You don't want to be spilling a bunch of water. That goes into the floors. It goes into the walls.
Yeah.
I don't think they're really concerned about this apartment complex.
Just really is.
Whoa.
Oh, into the cooler. And now got the Super Soaker.
Now, R. Kelly does have something on the back of his tights.
Hmm.
Can't see what it says.
He is also just wearing Adidas, it looks like, too.
Oh, yeah. Is it Resistance?
It's not water resistant.
No.
I know it doesn't say that. And so far, it looks like him stepping in for Coda was not the right choice.
No!
Whoa!
Did he just
water mist in the eyes.
Oh, no.
He's been soaking that
Renaissance
water
is what it says on the back.
Oh, that is a... didn't have a whole lot on that kick.
I wonder if this is an ad for, like, the offshoot, you know, the niche Marriott chain hotel. Maybe this is what you can expect when you stay at a Renaissance hotel.
Yeah.
Do they have waterproof hotel rooms so that you can dump coolers of water all over your opponent?
Maybe the Travelocity gnome is in one of these rooms, too.
Probably holding a key.
Yeah, and you could book this room through Travelocity.
At this point, they seem to be negotiating.
Yeah. I didn't know water was so painful.
Maybe seriously? It's water.
Oh, they're both sitting crisscross applesauce, as it's said in my daughter's preschool.
Are they going to engage in competitive patty cake?
They might.
Oh, Kota Ibushi's ready to enter the fray again, and yeah. He has fireworks?
Yeah, he's waiting.
Oh, no.
He's waiting for peace. He's waiting for peace, and now it's his time to strike.
No, no, Kota, no!
Knowing Kota, oh my gosh.
You're not supposed to set those things off inside, Kota Ibushi.
I was just going to say, knowing Kota, he was probably hoping there was gasoline and not water. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, burn the place down.
What a monster.
Okay, the apartment is now filling with smoke. Makes it a little hard to see.
Makes a little more sense why they were using water.
Yeah.
And Coda's still lighting stuff. Evidently, it's not enough.
That appears to be like just a sparkler or a smoke bomb or something. Oh, no, it's a bottle rocket.
Took it right in the stomach.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know who he's pinning here.
I think it was the blonde guy. But yeah, there's no way to tell.
Kota Ibushi, still a hateful, hateful human being.
Yeah, so he lets someone else fight his battles. And then when the guy decides, you know what, maybe fighting isn't the answer. We can find ways where we can get along and commonalities in life. That's when Kota gets disgusted and just starts shooting them both with fireworks.
Is anyone else concerned about the, like, fire safety that's going on? There were no smoke detectors there.
Yeah, what sort of fire codes do they have in Japan? This is dangerous.
Oh, and his buddy's coming out in the hall.
R. Kelly is back in the Caravan of Courage?
Yep. I guess getting shot with a firework isn't enough to make him turn on you. That is Sting levels of loyalty.
Yeah, that is extreme loyalty. I'm not sure Kota Ibushi deserves it.
Solid camera work in the darkened hall, by the way.
R. Kelly is known for his depravity.
Yeah,
depravity,
true.
Depravity, manamana. Yeah, this is now being filmed on a child's spyglass camera.
We're lurking down the hallway. This is the biggest apartment yet.
There is a lot of screaming coming from somewhere.
Oh, no.
Multiple people screaming.
Oh, my God. Really dreading this one, guys.
It sounds like there could be two men engaged in coitus. Either that or...
Yep.
Waiting for... Well, I was
there
right.
Sure is. Oh, my goodness.
I was not. I was thinking.
Well, and the cameramen come in.
I was just thinking it was going to be a debate and they were fooling us, but no. There are no layers to this humor.
Okay. They were kind enough to put a blanket strategically because we're being filmed here. Okay. Did they stop?
I guess so.
Okay, everyone's kind of gawking. Oh, and they're starting again. Or,
That's a different,
well, this
kind
is awkward.
Different kind of work rate, I guess.
R. Kelly is trying to...
Wait, they both have wrestling tights on!
Maybe they were just practicing wrestling maneuvers.
This is very confusing.
Like, seriously, this whole time they were dry humping? That's no fun.
What do you need the blanket for?
Oh, he's ashamed.
Okay, now we've formed a circle.
Mm-hmm. Why do they have to be convincing them to fight? What is the purpose of this gauntlet? Is Ibushi the only one in on it initially? And Ibushi in the crowd?
Maybe he's just mean. I mean, maybe we're overthinking it. Kota Ibushi just wants to ruin lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think if Kota Ibushi showed up at my house as part of a terrible gauntlet, I would just give him the key and tell him to go.
Right.
Oh, the bottom is...
He's really...
He's definitely feeling shame.
Yeah, he is not happy that there's a group of people discussing, apparently, whatever was happening.
Yeah, there is a negotiation going on with Wonder Twin number 1 and 2.
Maybe they're proposing a tag match since there's 4 guys.
Yeah.
And we've got fighting.
Oh, and we're out.
And we're dry humping again?
Top and bottom are all over R. Kelly.
Is that like their actual fighting maneuver?
I guess. I mean... I can't see winning too many matches that way.
Oh, boy.
And we've got some nudity.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could have seen this coming. I mean, the last campground match we saw, didn't someone, like, start eating Kota Ibushi out?
There were...
Guys, we had a good run with these live watches.
Next time on the live watch, ECW, Monday Nitro. Oh, dear God.
Jeez. Man. He just gave him like a perfect plex through a door, but he dropped him on his head on the kitchen floor while his partner assaults R. Kelly, like, of the worst kind.
I'm not going to describe what's going on right now.
I'm just going to focus on the Kota Ibushi portion of what's happening.
Yeah, the bottom and Kota Ibushi are having quite the match right now.
Okay, got some more nudity going on.
Were his face in his trunks? R. Kelly's?
Whoa!
Just threw him right into a wall. Shoulder first. That could separate something.
Some drywall repair.
This guy is wearing Oh, through the wall.
Through the wall. Wow.
Into the hallway. Was wearing like an offshoot of Funaki's
and
tights.
He is not in a good position, R. Kelly, for Top, because, without mincing words, the guy appears to be a rapist.
Right. Kota Ibushi has just moved on and said, forget
this. left his friend for dead in a wall.
Looks like we're in a bedroom of some sort now, seeing that the other room is unusable.
This is by far the biggest apartment we've been in.
Right.
Yes, well, maybe on the upper floors they have some bigger apartments.
2.5 count there. Kota's fighting out.
Kota Ibushi and Bottom are probably having the best match work rate wise, of the gauntlet so far.
Spin kick by Ibushi, but he caught the sheet on his boot.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate.
A little bit of a lariat into a wall.
Concussion city.
And now we're in the bathroom with the other guys.
Yep. Back to the action. Kota with a pinfall. Not enough. Did he pull a coat hanger off the... Or did he just make a gesture?
I think he just made a gesture for his last... Is this the last ride powerbomb?
Oh my god!
Yes!
Oh, shades of Sid and Pillman in War Games.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're not...
onto the mattress is enough.
Yeah, you're not kicking out of that even if you do land on a nice mattress.
Yeah.
Okay, is that it? Can we move on from this apartment now?
I'm really uncomfortable with this.
This is really...
Guys, I'm not sure if I should be offended by this whole apartment.
I mean, I feel like we segment. Should because it's clearly done for comedy. Like, it's supposed to be made to laugh, and it's pretty disgusting.
Well, we said we were going to ride out the DDT videos until we... Like, they just wore out their welcome. And this might be the one that wears out its welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the campground is a much happier place than the apartments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big city might not be doing it, but we've got a lot of terrible gauntlet left to go.
Meanwhile, R. Kelly has the key, and Coda takes it from him and then just leaves.
Yeah, I think the doctor said that R. Kelly cannot continue.
So they just leave him there with his assaulter. Okay, great. Good to know.
We're going upstairs again. A lot of close-ups on Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
We are up to the fourth floor. How many floors do you think this place has?
30, 40.
Yeah, we're in a high-rise here.
I'm thinking it's like the Royal Rumble. There's 30 floors. Oh,
God.
He's Kota spying has on
the... through the mail chute. Smart.
He is wised up to this. Yeah, this is a good idea, actually.
If only we could have done this.
Yeah. Spying on them, though.
Mm. Oh, although he's about a hoarder's apartment. Lots of stuff in there from what it looked like.
Well,
I thought about applying for those hoarder shows to be like the mental health expert. Mm. But then I realized I would like walk into the place and be like, oh, hell no, and walk right out. And that would be the end of the show.
Yeah, that requires a extreme amount of empathy.
Yeah.
And patience. My God, the stuff that everyone goes through on those.
Oh.
Meanwhile, just
this,
a guy.
This man just seems to be reading a magazine.
Just reading.
Yeah. Just
everything's
a guy with watermelons.
Oh, he's
in
got
full
a nice
wrestling gear. I'm gonna make a call. Someone's buried in that garden.
Oh, no.
I don't know how much more we can escalate, but there's a body in there somewhere.
How many of those watermelons do you think are going over people's heads? All of them?
No. I thought the key was going to be buried in there, and it was going to be like some like Double Dare obstacle challenge, you know, a challenge from the Double Dare obstacle course.
This guy looks sort of familiar. Maybe it's just the trunks. There was an old All Japan guy who used to have gear like that, but I can't imagine.
No, we're just taking nice.
We're eating fresh okra.
Okay. Maybe Kota Ibushi's demons here is that he doesn't like to eat vegetables.
The Wonder Twins are explaining the situation.
Yep, Kota needs that key around your neck, sir. Oh, he's got
there
a
has
watermelon
to be some,
in hand.
And there has to be some sort of prize for this gauntlet.
Yes, your own life. Holds up a magazine of sorts.
And an iPhone? Like
attached to some sort of lanyard. This is a.
He seems rather desperate to avoid fighting Kota Ibushi. Yeah. Who can blame him?
Well, they're probably describing what he's done so far.
Yeah. Oh, he went into 303. That poor bastard.
Now.
Oh, there's been some fighting words.
Yeah, it's captivating to watch.
Yeah, we've kind of slowed down the pace of the match here.
Well, they did those in the campsite, too. You know, in the middle, there was a lot of walking, kind of...
But now it's zoomed strategize. In on an aging Japanese man who appears to be pleading for his life, is all I can guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm retired. I'm just trying to read this atlas.
I'm only dressed like this because it's comfortable.
I'm growing fruits and vegetables that just automatically appear from seed to completely fresh, and they just lie on top of the dirt mound.
All I want to do is tend my garden. He's a regular Japanese Cincinnatus. No, I have retired from battle. Why does Kota Ibushi come upon me now?
Just wanted to make a nice watermelon gumbo.
He did what to the dominatrix? Oh, and that, I think that might be what's happening now.
Yes, I
think. With that posture. I've already decided the final battle, we're going to dub that guy the landlord.
Yes!
Oh, it's a tables match, apparently.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and they're very nice to move the glasses and the... Oh, I think this might just go become an arm wrestling challenge.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure who this man is.
He's still offering people okra. Oh, it is an arm wrestling challenge.
Apartment 402. What does that guy know? Coda has a giant cyst on that arm that's probably full of steroids.
Lauren Taylor's best friends and family event apparently is going on now. For the first time
ever. Oh, that is it. The match is over in 6 seconds.
Up to 75% saving.
Wow. I'm really feeling the work rate, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dud.
I've seen much better arm wrestling contests with Mark Henry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Even Dana Brooke and Bayley.
Yes.
Oh, I think he's calling for a rematch of sorts. Nope, he's just moving the table back.
Okay, he took the tabletop off.
Okay. I don't know what
to call this man.
What are they doing now?
They're standing back to back.
Looks like they're going to have some sort of duel.
Looking to see who's taller. Oh, maybe they're playing the ground is lava.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, jeez!
They both stepped off.
Yeah. Oh, maybe there was a premature bump there.
Lauren Taylor's best friends and family.
Oh, it is no, it's an upset. Kota Ibushi's been eliminated.
Take an extra 30.
A 1 second bout.
Well, he. I don't know. This might be
the best of three series.
Yeah, it might be the a gauntlet within the terrible gauntlet.
So I've seen arm wrestling. I've seen leg wrestling. I've never seen butt wrestling. But apparently those matches don't last very long.
Well, you know,
you're right. I do think it was like a hot lava type match.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Jordan? Everything gets innovated in Japan first, and then eventually it finds its way over to the U.S.
Yep. WrestleMania 33. It's going to be Reigns and Braun butt wrestling match.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've taken another tarp out.
Yep. Something.
Uh-oh. Watermelons are coming in.
Watermelons. This one might be.
They should.
They might just be chucking melons for round three.
Thinking they're gonna put a bunch of like rubber bands around the watermelon and.
The light bulb is.
See if it will explode.
Checking the light bulb to make sure the lighting's proper.
Oh no, I fear for this watermelon.
Yeah.
Tried to stand it up on end, but that's not how watermelons work.
He's gonna try and kick it.
Fall 3 Gallagher impersonation challenge.
Well, neither of these guys stands up to Gallagher. Maybe Gallagher 2.
Jack Gallagher, perhaps.
Yes.
Does he have a machete? What?
Is that like a gold metal pipe? And
a dirty towel? Oh no! Like it's a Chris Jericho scarf.
Are we gonna pinata this watermelon with a giant pipe?
This has gotten very bizarre. And that's... Oh, okay, they're going to blindfold.
It's a watermelon, guys, not a pinata.
Yeah, I can tell you what's inside of it. Watermelon.
Is it going to be seedless?
Referee is testing to see whether he's actually blindfolded.
That's reminiscent of Jake the Snake Roberts, Rick Martel.
Have we given this guy a name?
Best friends and family event.
No, we have not.
It's going on now. For the first time ever, take an extra 30.
No, I was just thinking of him as the gardener.
We are coming up to the end of part one here.
Yeah, just about.
I think it's going to leave it as a cliffhanger of sorts.
I think it is.
It might. We've only got another minute.
This man
he's around and they have let him go.
All right.
Is anyone else concerned that they're on the fourth floor?
Yeah.
I mean, they only spun him two times. It's not hard to remember where that watermelon is.
I'm suspending my disbelief.
Yeah.
Oh, he hears the people from behind him, so he knows he has to turn. This man is like a Zen master.
He found it. He sheared off the side of it.
Okay.
Maybe the round pipe isn't that great to hit the round watermelon.
Yeah. I think he's stuck in that squat position.
Okay, Ibushi's got a. I don't know what vegetable that is.
I'm not sure what that is either.
He cut the watermelon.
Oh, he cut the watermelon.
Oh my, Kota!
Oh, he broke it over his head.
Kota, no!
Oh, and he rolled him up.
A swerve.
And now eats the watermelon in victory.
Well, he's been going at it for 40 minutes. He needs to hydrate.
That match was listed as 1 minute and 2 seconds, and it felt like about 4 hours and 25 minutes.
Okay. Ibushi has the next key, and we're moving on.
Oh, my goodness.
And with that...
There's a young girl here watching.
Yeah, and her mom.
Wow.
That is the end of part one, folks. Glenn, do you have any thoughts, or do you want to just talk?
You know, I'm still trying to decide what to make of the one with the couple.
Yeah, that was, at best, it was really poor comedy. That's the best we can hope for.
I think... I can't believe I'm about to say this on a wrestling podcast. I think it would have been better if they'd actually been having sex.
Well, as we ponder that, we will take a short break, and we'll hear many words about the various other podcasts that we have on this network. And we are going to take that time to contemplate our existence, question what we're doing with our lives, and generally just feel bad.
Oh, hey guys, someone's knocking at my door. I'll be right back.
No!
It's Kamoto Ibushi! Call the police!
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero here, and I want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com, and we now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with Clotheslines and Headlines, Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows. And we leave wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse, the Our Vantage Point podcast, which features a potpourri-style look at wrestling history, and Survey Says, a fun look back at the good, bad, and ugly of WCW. And on our very popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler podcast, Our Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversations, Geek and Sassy, and the Imaginary Stories. You can find all these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows plus others available at PlayStation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlayStation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, thehistoryofwrestling.com, and Scott Keith's blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
The Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network. subscribe on iTunes, or on Android with your favorite podcast app. Established in 2013, the Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network is committed to providing unique takes on the rich and diverse medium of professional wrestling, focusing on its history and global impact, but also exploring the vibrant contemporary scene. The roll call includes Space City, an NWA On Demand podcast, This Week in Wrestling, Stacey and Elliott's Bogus Journey, the Super Apuestas podcast, the Military Industrial Suplex, Strong Style History, Puro Puri, and Psychology is Dead. Also, from the archives, the full catalog of great shows that provided a fresh look at classic wrestling, including Where the Big Boys Play, Titans of Wrestling, Tag Teams Back Again, Letters from Kayfabe, Wrestling Culture, Pro Wrestling Super Show, Goodwill Wrestling, and many, many others. Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network. Only the best.
Welcome back, everybody, to Place to Be Nation's Live Watch Party. I'm your host, Steve Willey. We have spent the break coming up with a Kota Ibushi alert system. This will text your phone whenever Kota Ibushi is in your neck of the woods, warning you to lock your front door, lock your patio, perhaps take shelter if you are in a campground or a state park. Save us from watching more of this.
Don't wear your keys around your necks.
Yeah, don't wear your keys around your neck, because, you know, otherwise you might become an inadvertent key master. www.placetobenation.com for all your pop culture needs. Throw a slash on that and then put Amazon after it. placetobenation.com/Amazon. Buy something, and then you can save us from maybe doing this again and maybe switching to something a little more tasteful. I don't know.
You could buy whips.
You could buy
fireworks.
You could buy candles.
Candles. Bed sheets. You might need to buy drywall. Who knows?
That's a door. Just a door.
Can you buy watermelon? Can you buy watermelon off of Amazon? I'm sure you can.
You can buy everything off of that. I've used the Amazon link to buy multiple Christmas presents so far for my family. Hmm. I will not divulge them, even though my family will never listen to this and will, or any of my podcasts for that matter. But we have been looking at DDT Pro, Apartment Complex Pro Wrestling. The first part was disturbing. Mm-hmm. It was not as good as the campsites. Glenn, any comments on what you've seen so far? Are you okay?
Well, you know, I'm still trying to take it all in. It's a lot to deal with at once. There's just so much happening. It's kind of like overwhelming your sensory inputs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or do I know?
Oh, yeah.
As always, we'll be including the links to this on the Place to Be Nation website so you can sync up your audio, our audio, watch along at home, make sure your children are locked in the closet with a key around their neck, and perhaps a cell phone.
That still might not even be enough to keep them safe, though.
Yes, indeed. Well, gentlemen, do you have part two lined up and ready to go?
I do.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Worried. I'm stalling. I'm just saying random words in order to keep
one
me
thing
from
that is,
player.
Is that's interesting as I look at it. It says Apartment Complex Wrestling Part 2 of 2, DDT 824-12. Now, Part 1 was 824-11, so either this is a typo or they've been in this apartment for an entire year by this point.
Mm. I think this apartment building went on lockdown as soon as authorities realized that Kota Ibushi was invading.
Yeah. And, you know, the watermelon guy, Tsuyoshi Kikuchi, it felt like he was talking for a full year, so who knows?
Right. All right, guys. This part is shorter. We have that going for us. My cat has joined us, if you may have heard that. I will count us back in. 3, 2, 1. And this is definitely where we've left off.
Yeah, we're leaving apartment 402.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like we're headed up another floor. So
the only way this could end well is if someone flies off the
balcony. I was just going to say, I could see Ibushi doing some sort of moonsault off of the roof of this building. filling up on watermelon before his next match.
Mm-hmm.
If he's smart, he'll keep a lot of the seeds in his mouth to possibly spit them at the guy. Or girl, who knows what we're going to see.
Trying to spy on him through the
peephole.
Through the peephole now.
Little reverse,
he's smartening up.
A little reverse peephole action. Shout out to our Seinfeld fans.
I like that how he's wisened up after having walked in on the on top and bottom.
I don't quite know what we're discussing here.
I think Coda's wondering if he wants to continue. When even Coda's questioning what's going on, you know this is not a good idea.
I get a legitimate feeling that he honestly does not know what's behind each door.
He's very tentative, and he's done.
Oh, gosh. Given what he's already seen, if he's done, what could possibly...
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Very clean white kitchen is...
And I'll tell you, our announcers are not afraid of these guys to march right up to them.
Is it the Ascension?
Yeah, I thought it was the Ascension. They are blood splattered. At first, I thought they were butchers, but it looks like they're part of some satanic cult.
And one appears to have some sort of breathing issues.
I was wondering if that was the key?
Oh, it could be.
No, I think that's just something he wrapped up under his nose so he couldn't smell whatever terrible smells are going on. Meanwhile, Kota Ibushi is still eating that watermelon.
So
this is a considerably nicer apartment than the last one.
Based off our match listing, this has to be Brahmin K and Brahmin Shu, which what's odd is that tells me these are the last opponents listed, and we've got a good 25 minutes. So
well,
this could
we're
be
in
a barn burner.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Kota Ibushi almost win this terrible, terrible gauntlet and then have all of the opponents from all of the other apartments come back. And that little girl is here!
Yeah, that's really...
She's in danger here!
Really off-putting that there's a small child there.
And yeah, she's clearly, about 12 years old.
And they are pointing her out for some reason. I'd just like to point out with these guys, they look a little more like Gallagher. And maybe they would have been better suited for the watermelons. Oh, one's wearing a full suit. One is in wrestling gear.
And we're off.
So I'm guessing in Kota Ibushi's gauntlet match, he now has an actual gauntlet match within a gauntlet match where he has to fight one brother than the other.
Yes, yeah,
because
they're
not double teaming him. Yeah, they're not attacking him both.
No, the double teaming was earlier on.
Yeah.
I think we had a collar and elbow tie up for the first time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this apartment's a little nicer. It's got some nice accent
and the
walls.
The other brother seems to be, even though they're twins, he seems to be the elderly one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's led a harder life.
Maybe he's fought Kota Ibushi before.
Oh, that'll put some wrinkles on your face.
It sure will.
Yeah, it's some counter wrestling here. Mm-hmm. Kota Ibushi working the arm.
Yeah, I think maybe we're in for a lot more wrestling in this one.
It's well needed. Lots of good colors. And there's an orange accent wall, a pink accent wall. Mm-hmm. The mom seems to be clutching her 12-year-old for dear life.
Yeah. What's strange is there's nothing on the walls. I mean, clearly it's a decorated apartment. There's a fan, there's couches, but no photographs, no artwork. Just nothing to give us an indication of who these men are as people.
Yeah, I wonder what this is. This like an abandoned apartment complex that they're going to tear down?
I hope so.
That's a really interesting hair choice because you can tell he's not balding, but he shaves that part of his head bald instead.
Right. Some leg sweeps.
Yeah.
Cover attempts.
We'll call this one Connor.
So, Jordan, what do you want for Christmas this year?
I want it. It looks sort of like a shoelace, but it goes into your nostrils to help you breathe.
Excellent. Help with the old sleep apnea?
Yes, I've seen those somewhere before. How about you?
I was hoping for either, like, a Lego Batman set or perhaps, like, an interior designer to paint my walls.
Okay. Glenn?
I would like a green accent wall. I don't care where it goes in the house. I just want it.
Oh, some interference. Oh, he cracked an egg in his face. Victor, as Ibushi was going to body slam Connor. This is getting serious.
Mine has just froze up on me, so I'll catch up with you guys in just a second.
Oh dear. Now they're just whipping Kota with eggs. I think the problem with Victor here is that he's got this Dan Quisenberry throwing arm. He's missing most of these throws. Oh, there's some double teaming now. Oh, this is disgusting. Just sprayed ketchup right in his face.
What a waste of food.
Yeah. Oh, Kota thinks he's busted open.
Oh, no.
So, Steve, you mentioned Dan Quisenberry. I think it's now a good time to mention, since Letters of Kayfabe had Chris Hero, we will have Dan Quisenberry on our next live watch.
Yeah, we're going to have Dan Quisenberry, Jameson, former manager of the Bushwhackers.
Okay.
Oh, they've dumped mustard on him. Now, I think they're going to shampoo him.
Yeah,
which is very nice if you're going to make him dirty. Now, at least
I had a little bit of an ad break, but picking it up back here, we are in the shower washing Coda's hair, and things got real grainy footage-wise, too.
Yeah, it got real grim and gritty.
Yeah.
But this is a much nicer fight. Like, there were eggs, it was leaning bad, ketchup, mustard, but then they cleaned them off.
I would like to point out, too, maybe it's just their custom, but there's no shower curtain, there's no door or anything there. It's just a shower adjacent to the living room.
Yeah, you have to be really careful not to splash water all over the place.
Yeah.
And if you live with other people, then that might get awkward.
Yeah, very much so. Even if it is your twin brother.
Especially if it's your twin brother.
What was that he spit at?
He was taking drinks of it. I thought it was like vanilla extract at first, but then it came out like...
Black.
Very black.
Man, these guys are trashing their own apartment.
I know.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of taking out Kota Ibushi.
So we have thought this whole time that Kota was fighting for something, like he's trying to achieve something. Maybe, you know, while our comments about him being a monster, maybe we've keyed in on something, and maybe these people are fighting for a reward of some kind.
Yeah, maybe they're fighting to hold on to their homes.
That's true.
Victor is spray painting the Ascension logo into the wall.
They will rise. Hype Bros should be here any minute to make the save.
Well, you know what? For serious, that would add to this match.
Mojo Rawley busting through each apartment looking for Kota Ibushi.
Yeah, just busting through all the walls. He's hyped enough to do it. Come on. Now dumping a sack of flour on him?
Yeah. Who has a sack of flour in their
home?
Who
needs that much flour?
My cat just disconnected my microphone, basically telling me, like asking me what I'm doing with my life.
You're watching this, Steve. I'm sorry.
Even the cat's questioning your choices.
Yep.
I really don't understand the point of spray painting your own wall in a match.
Yeah, Kota Ibushi now taking on a ghostly pallor.
Yeah.
Maybe this is his punishment for all he has done.
Yeah, this is...
Whoa!
We could probably get some Christmas Carol type themes. Can I get an
encore? Yeah, maybe that's the secret that really helps this terrible beat like wide open. Like, are these all of the spirits that Kota Ibushi has to visit during the holiday season? In the episode that aired in August. But, it's the season when we're watching it, and that's all that matters.
Get the new Xbox One S.
Oh, man. The lawn dart slam into the couch.
What? Okay. Is that a bag of a bucket of tennis balls?
Yes. I wasn't sure if it was. It was.
Yes. And now he took down his own door?
So these guys clearly shop at, like, Sam's Club or Costco, because the amount of things that they have is just an obscene amount. You know?
Are these all the doors that were supposed to be on the shower?
Possibly. You think they were just in the middle of a home remodel? That's why everything was down? They just got done painting their walls? Connor almost biffed.
Maybe this is like a strange episode of Trading Places, or Trading Spaces. He's got him up in a fireman's carry.
Oh, he's got more of that. I think maybe this is molasses? Could that be it? I don't know.
I don't know, but he just sprayed his brother. And his reaction to it was more confusion than anything. And he's got his... the elderly man is thrown out the window, but there's thankfully a railing. Oh, he locked him out!
A smart decision.
Yep. Coda has locked Victor out, and it's just him versus Connor. Pele kick. Ooh.
Whoa. Ducks the kick. Kips up. Looks like we're getting to end times here. Oh, yeah. A giant kick to the head.
We're about 12 minutes in, and it looks like we're going to end here.
Going for the German.
And there's a pinfall.
9 minutes and 10 minutes, that fall.
So there's still time
in this
video,
though. I'm not sure if
that
was the big boss level.
Yeah, there's still time in the video. So maybe he's got to beat the other brother, or maybe there's more coming.
He's raising his arms like
he declared the winner.
Yeah. I hope we don't have 10 minutes of just chatter. I mean, we did have several minutes after the campground match of just hanging out and talking. So
one of the people watching has put a handkerchief over their nose. And Victor has been let back into the home.
He's the worst for wear, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did get sprayed by that.
Oh, what the hell?
What?
He just ejected ectoplasm.
That made it all worth it, you guys.
What?
Oh, I think he's dead.
Well, how did that happen?
What? What?
I think Connor is talking about avenging his brother. I don't know what happened to Victor. Maybe he was not allowed to go outside.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, with Victor down, Connor goes down.
Oh, and
twin magic.
And he's not quite dead.
Kota Ibushi is now going to desperately try to wash off.
Yeah. That's kind of like his signature move, even at the campground.
Yes.
the hand wash.
Yeah, you got to get that stuff out of your eyes. Versus a shower right there.
Yeah, Connor and Victor did show him where the shower was.
They even tried to shampoo him. Now, Coda is moving on. He does not have a key.
No, now he's going to the roof.
Is this like one of those escape room challenges that are just now coming to the U.S.?
You know, I did one of those this summer, and it wasn't quite like this.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Coda is out.
Security is asking him what the hell he's been doing all this time.
Oh, there's someone behind security.
Like, draped over the dock.
Oh, that's the dock, yeah.
What? Is that R. Kelly? Is that R. Kelly with face paint on? What is... I am so confused.
Oh, is it
does look like R. Kelly.
Oh, no.
R. Kelly has...
took the doctor's coat? It's the doctor!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he appears to have him held hostage. This is really setting up for Apartment Wrestling Part 2.
Well, I don't blame R. Kelly, because Coda did turn on him several times.
Yeah, and he left him there with a man who was sexually assaulting him repeatedly, threw him through a wall.
After he shot fireworks at him.
Yeah. I'm not sure why he needs to wear the doctor's coat, though.
Well, maybe it's windy up on the roof.
Do you think the doctor is Kota Ibushi's dad?
I was wondering what the connection was, because I don't really think Kota Ibushi cares about anybody.
Maybe his dad is the Surgeon General of Japan and wanted his son to follow in his footsteps and was ashamed that he was a wrestler. So this whole thing was Kota's way of showing his father he should be proud of him.
See Everett Kota.
See, Kota Ibushi's father is telling him that he's willing to sacrifice himself to take out his abductor. He's saying, kick through me, son. Kick through me.
Go on to the Cruiserweight Classic.
I have to say, even without knowing what they're saying, the acting is... Is there another match?
Yeah, there's another match.
Kota versus...
It is yellow.
Kota versus his dad of some kind.
And R. Kelly. I thought this was a code of honor, but it is not. Oh, he must fight his own father. That is being controlled by R. Kelly.
Haven't we all had to do this at one point in our lives?
Mm-hmm. The poor 12-year-old girl who was traumatized.
Kota is so dirty, he's just leaving marks all over the ground when he gets up. Throws a kick at his dad and immediately regrets it. He does have some... Oh! Whoa! Stan Hansen level lariat there. R. Kelly is attacked. Takes off the doctor's coat. Well, trying
to... Oh, he is... Do you think he's been taken over by Naz Muldoon?
I think it's very much, we called him the Keymaster, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, this is Ghostbusters-like.
There's a definitive lack of plunder on the roof.
Yeah.
Which is odd considering what we saw earlier on.
But there's still something to crotch people on.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You'd think there'd be a certain... Oh, a leg pipe to the butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm. I don't think this match is being played for comedic value.
No.
No, this is definitely R. Kelly's revenge.
Yeah. I really think we can come up with the Christmas thing. R. Kelly is Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Kota is Scrooge. The twins are someone else. Ooh, a standing Rana.
On the floor. Everything in this match is on the floor. Everything in this whole show has been on the floor.
I really call on the finish here. I could see Kota going up to that little ledge they were standing on and moonsaulting off of it. Oh, he grabbed the pole. That counts as a rope, I guess.
Ring savvy by the veteran R. Kelly, the Keymaster.
Yeah. Oh, just like I thought we were gonna do. Kota's headed up the steps.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, what an idiot!
Up on the railing.
Oh gosh. Wasn't nearly as dangerous as I thought it might be, so that's good.
I thought he was going to go off at the top of the railing.
Yeah, same here.
Well, he'll have to do something else because he kicked out.
Yeah. I'm tired. This just worn me out.
This has been a thrill ride.
Yes. This was not what I was expecting at all.
My action's been interrupted by a Titanfall 2 advertisement, so if you're looking to pick that up on Xbox One, go through Amazon.com, through the Place to Be Nation link, and get some money for us.
How about a Pusheen stuffed animal off of there?
Awesome.
Oh, kind of an implant DDT by R. Kelly.
Almost got the pinfall.
Yeah, right by the fence.
Yeah. Kind of on the fence about this whole show.
Stalking him now. Well, maybe that means something different in this match.
Yes.
I do have to say that the second half of this has been considerably better than the first half.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of what we enjoy. Some absurdity, but also some wrestling.
Yeah, low blow followed by a small package, and the Keymaster firmly in control.
Yeah, looks like he's set up for some sweet chin music.
Does not get it. Big lariat into the fence.
What is behind the fence? Is that just there for...
That's where Stay Puft is, I think. It's strange to have a fence on the roof of an apartment building.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was just there for this match, the purpose of this match, or...
Oh, and they're running into it repeatedly. Kota, oh! Kota's got him up.
Oh, are we doing a lawn dart again?
I think so.
Maybe.
Oh, dear God.
Man. Oh, man, right into it. Right.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, that's it. That's
a winner. I thought he was going to go through the fence. And the doctor, what a good doctor. Despite being possessed, still checks on R. Kelly, his possessor.
Well, you know, those are the real humanitarian values that you want to learn from A Christmas Carol, right?
Yeah, Dr. Ibushi is the true hero here.
Oh, so, a nurse out of nowhere. Where has she been this whole time? At first, do no harm.
He's giving him a shot of some kind. Maybe he's not checking. Maybe he's... Did he just kill him?
I think he was trying to exorcise some sort of demon.
Now he's trying to resuscitate him. He was only temporarily dead, guys.
Oh, he's okay, guys. Don't worry.
And he's happy. He seems happy now. Oh.
It was
the evil serum.
When this whole world starts a-getting me down, just take a shot and exercise your demons.
Oh, man.
We're zoomed in. He really did, like, inject him with something.
Yeah, he really did not do it professionally. You're not supposed to tear the person open with a needle.
And you are supposed to put a bandage on right away.
Thankfully, he's only covered in several layers of grime.
Yeah.
Who are these twins?
They seem to be some sort of ring announcer / commissioners. Oh, and that is it.
Okay, well, that's something. We still got about 3 minutes here on this video, so I don't know.
They're doing some sort of chant.
Yeah, like a 1, 2, 3. R. Kelly's even getting in on it down there.
Are they symbolically reenacting the previous content of the match?
I guess.
We have about 11 people watching this. Yeah, I think four are camera people.
The camera's spinning in circles to make it seem like there's more.
Sell out
crowd
eight,
here
nine,
on the roof.
Yep, there's...
So there's 12 people there, and I think we had 11 people wrestling today, so...
Yeah, and the other ones are camera people, and... And then
and a young girl.
Mother and daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know how to rate this, guys. Yeah. Glenn, I'm going to turn to you. I don't know what awards to give out. I do know there's a close-up of the Keymaster's crotch on my screen right now.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Well, you know, for the other DDT matches, we've done segment of the night.
And, we could do match of the night. I mean, there are several matches.
Exactly. We could. So, Jordan, I'm going to pass this hot potato right on to you. What's your match of the night here?
Well, it's between two. It's Kota versus the Twins versus the Ascension, or the Hot Lava Butt Wrestling match. Simply because it was 1 second long, and that's about it. I think I'll go with Kota versus the Ascension, though. We actually saw a couple interesting things there.
Oh, they're going through all of the...
All the apartments.
Yep. Yeah. Apartments. You know, we're recapping. We got the...
Room 105. The Gimp.
I'm going to go for my match of the night. I am going to go Kota versus the Ascension. That was... There's some wrestling action there. Oh, boy.
I completely forgotten about Room 302 where R. Kelly stood in for Kota.
Right.
And fought that guy. Nice shots of a toilet. Okay.
What's our overall ranking?
Wow.
It looks like photos of a crime scene at this point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now we're inspecting all the damage that Kota Ibushi has wrought on these poor people's lives, especially the gardener. All he wanted to do was raise his watermelons and okra.
Yep.
And whatever that was.
Seems to be saying their ages on the bottom of...
The age, probably the ages when they were when they died because Kota murdered them.
You know...
They zoomed in on the stuff that they were spitting out, but it was blurred, so we still couldn't even see what it was.
You know, I would have hoped for some sort of redemption story for Kota Ibushi here. But I don't think we got it, guys.
Yeah, his behavior is really just encouraged by all of this.
He just kind of ran through everyone and squashed most of them.
Kota's crying now. As the credits roll, I'm gonna go a 2.5 here.
Wow!
It would have been a 1 if the second half didn't have some sort of wrestling.
Okay.
I felt sick to my stomach at times, which could, you know, actually lead to a decent watching experience, but I didn't care for the storytelling. There wasn't much selling by Ibushi, from room to room. Yeah, just. No concept of a beginning, middle, and end of the match, with the exception of the boss level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Glenn, how about you?
We don't all have to agree on this.
I don't know. I think I'll go a little higher than that. I think I'll go with, like, 3.5.
Okay.
You know, because some of the absurd stuff was fun, and then there was a little actual wrestling content toward the end. There's something for everyone, guys.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's something to offend everyone, too, and that's why I think...
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's why I think
right.
You can't go too high. I think the intended comedy fell off really badly. Like what Steve said, if we could rate it separately as part one and part two, part two was significantly better. And part two is kind of what we look for in DDT wrestling. You know, twins who puke up slime when they're defeated, a doctor who's possessed by R. Kelly. That stuff I can get on board with. It's isn't two men being gay, and isn't a guy masturbating, isn't this all really, really funny? And it's not. And so... I'll say 3.5, leaning towards 4, because I did enjoy the second half, but it's not really enough to make up for all the stuff I didn't like.
So that puts it kind of at 3.33, so in between 3, 3.5.
Okay. So the third floor of the apartment complex.
Yeah, room 302 or 303, somewhere around there.
Okay.
So... When we first started these, when we were on the Mothership podcast with Justin and Scott, we were doing, you know, we started with the 93 Raws, and there became a point as we split off and started doing them on our own, particularly when the macho midget came in, where we were like, okay, we're done. And we shifted on to other things. Now, where are you guys with this? Do you want to keep going on, or are we saying we're done and let's move on to other things?
Well, here's the tough part. We talked about this. I think we talked about it off air. Part of the appeal is going in blind with these shows. But watching this one makes me think we should have maybe prepped a little bit. So I'm more than okay with this being our ruling. If it takes place outdoors, I am more than happy to watch some DDT. But if it's in a building of some sort, I'm a little more hesitant.
I think if there's anyone who is well-versed in DDT and can maybe point us to some of the highlights.
Yes.
Because right now, I mean, we got this apartment match on a Google search.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone who's well-versed in this, can point us to the highlights without spoiling the fun bits.
Sure.
Listeners, let us know. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's send them to our main Twitter, which is, yes, I believe, Place2BNation, number
That's
two.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And send us your feedback. Send us your love. You know, we've been getting a lot of hits. People seem to love this show. I have a headache from this show today. I'm going to take a shower because I'm covered in flour, ketchup, and eggs.
And now, Steve, let me ask, do you have a shower curtain?
I do have a shower door. I do not have a shower curtain.
Okay.
You know, we live at large up here.
All right.
Well, guys, it has been something. A pleasure, I'm not sure, but it is always enjoyable to be in your company, and I'm glad I didn't have to do this alone. I'm glad that we can live through this together, so we can lean on each other in our time of need, perhaps a week or two when we start having flashbacks and the acute stress disorder kicks in. So for Jordan Duncan, Glenn Butler, this is Steve Willey. Thank you for joining us on this live watch party.
Who knew the Alexis Bliss backdoor related video would have been less offensive? I'm facing the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going. I'm always gonna wanna make it move.